I want everybody here who's watching this, I consider this a matter of social responsibility. I want you to pull up a chair and eliminate all the distractions, because I'm going to speak to each and every one of you as if you were my son or a student or someone I'm trying to mentor. I'm going to imagine that all of you know nothing and we're talking from the complete ground up how to become the best versions of yourself. Because manhood is exceptionally hard and life is hard, but how you shape yourself will determine how hard it is for you and how miserable it will be. I've said this many times in many different iterations on different podcasts, but I want to repeat it again. As a man, there is no easy life. If you're looking for an easy life, you should have been a girl. You made a mistake.
Yep.
Your life is not about being easy. Your life is not about being happy. Your life is always going to be difficult. All of the pain you feel, all of the sadness you feel, you're supposed to feel as a man, and you have two effective binary choices. You either go through the suffering and go through the trauma and go through the hardship it takes to be a man of value, or you suffer eternity as a nobody. And being invisible, I would argue, is almost worse. You can have a very stress-free life if you work in Starbucks. You don't care about the Starbucks once you clock off. You're not at work at the time. You go home, you play video games, and you exist until you die. That's stress-free, but you have to suffer being a nobody. Alternatively, you can go out there into the world, try and implement your mark on the world, work hard, try to get rich, more money, more problems. You can try and start a business, the stress of that. You can lose your girlfriend because all you're doing is working. This is a new level of stress, a new level of trauma, but at least you'll be a somebody at the end of it. There's two ways to suffer. You either suffer to become a somebody, or you suffer as a perpetual and forever nobody. What did Napoleon say?
He said, "Glory is fleeting, but obscurity is forever."
Absolutely. Glory is fleeting, but obscurity is forever. And when he says fleeting, that's a really good point, because everything in life is rented, especially your glory as a man. When you have a good body, it is not a good body as complete. It's not finished. You haven't completed the task. You have rented that good physical condition. You must train every day to retain it. So everything is rented. Your body, you don't just get a good body and you're done. You still have to go to the gym every day to maintain that good body. You don't just get a hot girl and it's done. You still have to work hard for her to always love you and respect you. You don't just start a business and now you're rich. No, you have to start a business and work on that business every day. If you take your eye off the business, it will fail. Everything in life is rented. So when he says glory is fleeting, he's also absolutely not correct, because glory is fleeting and you have to constantly and endlessly work for it and make sure that you never stop. Otherwise, it will be taken from you. But obscurity is forever. If you never make a mark on the world, then you effectively never existed.
Yeah.
And when you're gone, nobody will care. The reason our father is discussed at length is because of who me and Tristan are. And the reason we will be discussed forever is because who our sons will become. And that's very important, because you have a duty to your ancestors and you have a duty to God. So you must make a choice. And this is genuine choice to you people at home. Do you want to live in obscurity forever and be invisible and not matter and have an easier life? I would argue that it's not easier, because in your heart and in your soul, you're going to feel guilty knowing you could have been something you're not, and you have a duty to your ancestors and to God to be the best version of yourself. Or do you want to try your absolute best and struggle and suffer every day of your life, paying the rent for all of the amazing things around you? We pay endless rent. We pay rent for our bodies. We pay rent for our relationships. We pay rent to keep our kids. We pay rent to keep our business. We pay rent to keep our freedom. Every single day is work to pay the rent. It's absolutely never ending, and you have to make that choice. So if you have a pen and paper in front of you, you need to decide, do you want to be invisible with a lower rent bill, or do you want to be important and work hard and suffer to make sure that the rent is paid? It's a choice you must make, and it's binary, and you must be extremely dedicated towards the decision you finally make. So as you're just finding yourselves as men, I understand I have a huge responsibility because of the massive platform I have. There's no doubt about it. I am the largest influencer in this space. I'm perhaps one of, if not the largest influencer on the planet today. And I have a massive responsibility to try my best to improve the world and teach people important things. And it's very difficult, as most of you men are just finding yourselves, trying to figure out what and who you should be in a culture with little to no proper guidance. If you remove me from the internet, you have a whole bunch of loudmouths who have not achieved anything amazing or remarkable in their real lives.
Who don't act in a respectful way,
who have not had any real world achievements. There's a few people I can name who aren't like that, but we're generalizing. And then you have a largely matriarchal society and a matriarchal education system that you're beholden to. So who's teaching you to be a man? If you're fortunate enough to have a fantastic father, great. But if you don't, there are very little lessons, and there's basically no guidance out there explaining to you the self-accountability which is required to be a man. Everything we were just saying to you earlier about making the choice of being invisible or being highly important and paying the rent for one of those two choices, that's based around absolute and utter brutal self-accountability. You must accept the decision you want to make, and you must accept that everything is your fault. Everything is on your shoulders, regardless of what God throws at you. I'll give you an example. Me and you were in jail. Did we still have bills to pay? Did we still have mouths to feed?
Absolutely.
Did we still have a business to run? We're locked in a Romanian jail cell with no access to the outside world, and we still had responsibilities, and we were still absolutely and utterly accountable for those. We didn't sit and say, well, I'm in jail, so they don't matter.
Let them take care of it.
No, they do matter. We're men, and they must be handled. And we found a way to handle it regardless. Even though we believe we shouldn't have been in jail, even though it was unfair, even though it was a matrix attack, we still took absolute and utter self-accountability for the situation and all of our problems. We never skipped a beat. We never missed a single payment. We never let anyone starve. We handled absolutely everything from a jail cell. And you have to sit here and understand, most of you are in absolute freedom, not meeting your responsibilities. How are you going to meet your responsibilities if you become important enough to be locked in a jail? How are you going to meet your responsibilities when you're heartbroken? How are you going to meet your responsibilities if you lose all your money?
And we're not talking just about our immediate family in a selfish way. I'm talking about my employees. I have over 300 plus employees, security guards who rely on their salary that they get from our company to feed their families, and that's their job. It's not their fault I was locked in jail. I'm the man who hired them. I have a responsibility to make sure everyone's salaries are paid, to make sure everyone's family is fine. There's a massive triangle, a massive pyramid built underneath men like us of people who need to eat, and people who do us a service, and people who need their money in exchange. I couldn't just say, you know what, I'm in jail, they'll understand. What would I expect these people to do? You know, this is their job. They work for me, and it's my responsibility to make sure everyone's getting their paycheck, even if I'm locked away, which is scary, because how would you accomplish the same thing? Imagine you have 3 months. You have 45 minutes on the phone 3 times a week. That's all you get for 3 months. Would you be able to make sure that everybody you care about and everybody who depends on you and all the people who depend on you from a business perspective, all the people who work with you, work for you, are fed, provided for, getting their salary, getting their paycheck? Could you do that? If not, keep working.
Absolutely.
Because we pulled it off.
Absolutely.
Just about.
Just about, my friend. We got it done. And we're preparing ourselves for anything else that might happen in the future to make sure we can always get it done.